I come in to the company last August, and I hear all the time about the Rose Run and the prestige and the tradition of the Rose Run. And I know that there was such a thing, but over the last couple of years, not to anyone's, you know, problem, but they had to either move the weekend or they had to move the course. And so now the course is back to the way it used to be. It runs from the Jackson College down through the Brown Lake and Vandercook Lake. And everyone talks about the picturesque course. Well, it's back. So the tradition is back. The weekend is back.
We a few moved, little nice hills.
Yeah. Exactly. And we moved it from July back to June 9th. So now people can count on it being when it used to be, which was tied to the Rose Parade, or at least the timeline of the Rose Parade. So we've done the things we've needed to do. And now we just got to get people back into the mindset that, you know, the Rose Run is something we do as a community. We want people to do all the races, but we certainly want to make sure that the Rose Run is what it used to be and get people involved. And the Jackson College cross country team is the beneficiary of the effort. Registration is $25 ahead of time or $30 the day of the race. If you decide you just want to come in and walk it the day of the race, you certainly can. We'll take you at 7 o'clock signups that morning, or 8 o'clock is the race time. So.